AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Because of unhealthy air conditions, this afternoon's Washington Nationals home baseball game has been postponed. Other games were called off last night because of the smoke that has moved into the U.S. from wildfires in Canada.
The good news is it seems like today is really the worst of the action.
Peter Mullinax at the National Weather Service says some areas around Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore are under code purple air conditions.
When it comes to safety purposes, so long as certain areas are under those very unhealthy type levels, any folks should try to be restricting the amount of time or long exposure outdoors as best as they possibly can.
Smoke from the wildfires in Canada is being reported in Norway. The Supreme Court issued a ruling in an Alabama congressional redistricting case that could have weakened the landmark Voting Rights Act. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The High Court has ruled in favor of black voters and ordered the creation of a second district with a large black population. A lower court had found the state's congressional map likely violated the Voting Rights Act by having one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts in a state where more than one in four residents is black. The High Court ruled 5-4 in upholding the lower court ruling, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh joining the three liberal justices. The decision's a surprise because during oral arguments last year, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to use the voting rights law to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Religious broadcaster and former Republican presidential candidate Pat Robertson has died in Virginia. He was 93. Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison is stepping down after 4 years on the job. He led the embattled department through a series of reform efforts following the 2015 death of Freddie Gray. This is AP News. An update on Pope Francis. He's in a Rome hospital.
Pope Francis is in good condition, generally, says the Vatican, alert and breathing on his own after abdominal surgery, his second major abdominal operation in 2 years. No complications, says the doctor who performed the surgery. Dr. Sergio Alfieri says Francis has no other pathologies. The tissue that was removed was benign, and after he recovers, Francis should be fine, says the doctor. He's expected to stay in the hospital for several days. During the surgery, doctors removed scarring on his intestine and also repaired a hernia. I'm Rita Foley.
Four very young children were critically wounded in a knife attack in a town in the French Alps. The children are between 22 months and 3 years old. Police say two adults were also wounded. A suspect identified by police as a Syrian was detained. Prosecutors said the man's motives were unknown, but it did not appear to be terrorism related. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.